Welcome to Craft Beer Cast. I'm Josh. That's Jeff.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, I'm Jeff. There's Josh.
There's Jeff.
Hey, there's Josh.
There's Jeff.
We're pointing at each other like Spider-Mans.
That's right. Spider-Mans. Tom Spider-Mans. What's been going on since we last recorded? Done anything beer-wise?
Just yesterday was the... At this point, it's almost, I call it almost quarterly or whatever, like every 4 months is bottle share at the Buzz.
Okay.
You know, we had about half a dozen dudes show up and
nice.
Random appearance by Justin. Like, we're just all sitting there, you know, starting things up. And I see Justin walking up. I'm like, oh, Justin's coming. And he's like, I had no idea anything was going on.
I'm not coming for this.
Yeah. I'm like, well, sit down and, you know. Have some Revolution stuff. And so it was a good opportunity for me to kind of flush out some of my Revolution things that I've been sitting on for a while. And just
can we talk about that?
Sure.
Now that Wales is gone, like Wales for Wishes isn't happening anymore. Yeah. Like, I've got a glut of beer that I don't know what to do with.
Yeah, we got all those...
besides the Black Tuesdays, but I'm like just a bunch of Rev shit in that cooler that I'm just like... Maybe I guess I'll just get to it at some point. Or
yeah, I mean, I've kind of started like every now and then as a treat, you know, for myself. Just it's a Sunday and I'm just sitting on the couch watching TV anyway. And I'll just have one of these. And
maybe that's what I need to start doing because, I mean, it's getting pretty bad, dude. I still have a 4-pack down on the floor of the last stuff. And I know we've got more shit coming in.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say,
like.
Yeah.
I got to start working through some of this stuff.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to worry about the new stuff until it cools down a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It is...
It is brutally hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really gross out the last couple of days. It's been gross everywhere, I think.
Yeah. But sorry to derail from the bottle share, but overall, how'd it go?
It was real good. You know, we had... We always get a decent mix of people, and it's always interesting, you know, or I always feel a little bad because people are like, oh, you know, I don't have anything good to bring, and they're like, that's okay. Like
That's not what the point is.
Like,
yeah.
This isn't a, you know, we're not, you know, measuring male genitalia at this bottle share.
I mean, we could, but where's the fun in that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to bring the stuff that I have that I want to share, not only because I need to clear some space, but also because, like, I can't sit and drink all this by myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could, but I don't need
to. Do you want to?
Yes, but also, but I don't need to, right? And so it's just nice to be able to hang out, you know, and just go through a bunch of stuff, especially for, I enjoy very much the fact that I can get stuff that people in this market can't, and I love sharing it with people who wouldn't normally get to try it otherwise.
Absolutely.
Because it's just like, and I always get at least one person who's like, oh man, where can I get this? I'm like, well, you can't.
Well, you just can't.
Which, I hate to sound like that guy, but you really can. But it's always fun, and we have a good time, and it's a different group each time, and we always just, you know, we just chill and hang out and talk about beer, and had some good IPAs, had a bunch of, you know, good Revolution stuff, of course, had a couple bad stouts, couple good stouts. I mean, like, you know, it's just, and that's just it, you know, like, it's always nice to be like, look, try it, and if you don't like it, there's the dump bucket.
Yep.
And that's okay. Nobody's going to take offense to it. You don't have to like everything.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the upside to going to a bottle share is you can try a whole lot of things and get a better feel for what do you like and what don't you like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's going on in your world? Anything fun? Anything new? Anything beer?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
My expectations were so high.
Yeah, I know, right? I think they were for all of us. But...
My expectations for you were about the same as they were going in to see Happy Gilmore 2. So we'll talk about that next show.
But, all right, fair enough. No, it's just, like you said, it's been so fucking hot.
Yeah.
And like the last thing I want to do is go to a brewery where there's going to be people. And it just be hot and not fun because everybody's inside. And
yeah. You know, or you get a place like Monday Night who, you know, they often will leave those big doors open
where the bar is.
You know. And, like, that's great for the people who want to sit out there, but, like, that's not going to help the interior, you know. And then it gets packed and, like, it's just, I doubt anybody's AC units are keeping up.
Yeah. So. Oh, I mean, my shitty old one, it sure isn't.
Yeah.
I know that for sure.
Yeah.
So on to the news. When was the last time, or have you ever been to Red Clay?
It has been a number of years. I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, maybe 7 years.
Okay.
Cider, Red Clay cider, they make really good stuff.
Yeah.
But cider is just not always my jam.
Right.
And it has a very distinct market. If you like cider, I always tell people you got to go. It's a great place.
Yep.
Because it is. It's a cool place. But it's not normally what I'm... If I'm in that area, I'd rather go to Protagonist and get some pizza or go to Monday Night or Triple C, especially Triple C, you know, like
yeah.
A lot of other options.
Yeah, that's true. So it looks like at least for now, by the end of next month, by the end of August, Red Clay will be no more. They lost their lease, which is an unfortunate thing.
Are they shutting down or is it just that location?
Well, it's just that location and they're going to try to find a new place to open up. But yeah. I mean... Basically, what's happening is they're getting kicked out because their landlords suck.
And I gotta wonder if this is the same landlord that bought the place that Weathered Souls was in. Or no, I'm sorry, that was Blue Blaze that went through that.
Yeah, never mind. That was Blue Blaze.
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah.
I scratched that.
But yeah, basically the building sold and their lease expires in August and they didn't get a chance to renew it. So now they're trying to find somewhere new.
I mean, you know that space, you know that area.
Mm-hmm.
It's all growing up.
Oh, it's insane.
And it's all, you know, apartments. And yep. So, good, bad, or otherwise, it's, I mean, a landlord is going to jack the rates on that place
yep.
because they're going to be able to get it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Or they'll make a mint letting somebody come in and tear it out and just put up another apartment building because that's yep. what we need more of in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially in the Loso area. God, I hate that so much, but. In the Loso area, where they're all apartments, everybody, all the places.
I remember talking to Anthony Proctor one time, and he was talking about how they, I don't think they actually did it, and maybe they did, I don't know. But he was talking about how, like, you know, so this is a guy that's been in the beer scene for a long time with us, and he was looking at, you know, getting an apartment right next to the light rail, just for the simple sake of just being able to zip back and forth, and I'm like, you know, I'm not even mad. I mean, I'm a little jealous, but, you know, like, I guess that's, I mean, why not, right? I mean,
yeah,
seems like a fun time.
I mean, especially as, you know, let's face it, we're getting up there in the years, and we ain't spring chickens anymore, and, you know, you definitely get to that phase in your life of at least most people start to downsize from, you know, a very large home to, yep. and then keep getting smaller and smaller as yep. they get older and older, and.
You know, they make drugs for that, Josh. You could see a doctor.
Oh, okay. Okay, fair enough. But, I mean, this is one of those places where, obviously, you know, neither of us are really into cider, but it still sucks. Like,
yeah.
We know J-Rap. He's been there yep. forever. You know, it's kind of funny. It's one of those things where the wife gets into cider and then completely forgets about cider and then gets into cider and then completely... And, like, I honestly was thinking about taking her... there, which now I kind of really should do
really
it at
need
this
to
point.
While you can, yeah.
Yeah, because August will be here before we know it. So,
yeah, like in 3 days.
Yeah. So,
or actually, by the time people are listening to this, it's August, Josh.
Yes. Yes. So I still have till the end of the month. So expect a report that I'll probably yep. go ahead and hit them up there before
I
the end.
Highly recommend. I mean, show your support for them. You know, again, great group. You know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
They've been able to, you know, be in the market for a really long time, and they've done, you know, well enough for themselves. I mean, I'm happy to see, at least I think the way I read this article, it doesn't sound like they're shutting down production.
Right.
It's just production will be done someplace else, and then they're looking for a new tap room, which...
Yeah, this isn't like closure. This is like, basically, we got kicked out of our building. We're trying yeah. to find somewhere new.
Which sucks, because then it's into that level of, like, you know, they've got a little, like, their fans... know where they are, and if they got yep. kicked out of that spot, it's not like there's going to be a whole lot of places nearby that are
right.
any less expensive. So
yep
yeah prices haven't come down.
No, and they're not going to anytime soon. It's only going to get worse and worse and worse.
Speaking of worse,
yeah, so it's been a long time, but do you remember
I don't
when Sam Adams put out a six pack of New Albanian. It was like an IPA, I think, if I remember right.
I have no memory of this.
Okay.
To the best of my recollection, Senator.
Okay.
I have no memory of this.
So I don't know why I still distinctly remember that. Like, they put out this like six pack of this, basically one of the godfathers of the modern craft beer scene, the New Albanian Brewery, and Jack, who kind of ran it. Like, a lot of people give Fritz, you know, the big one for Ankerstein, like, but Jack was right there too, kind of in the same era.
Oh, and so you're in Nevada. What's his name?
Ken.
Ken Grossman. You know, yeah. I mean, like, these aren't, like, it's not like one person gets all the credit. I mean, it's your Mount Rushmore, right? Like it or not, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And unfortunately, Jack has now passed. Well, he was 80, so, I mean, had a good life.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, New Albanian, like I said, they were one of those, you know, like a Sierra Nevada before a Sierra Nevada really started to get up and running. And
yeah.
And then recipes kind of got lost to time. And
right. I also look at this, like, I was having this conversation over the last week as I was talking to someone about Hulk Hogan dying. And I'm just like, you know, I feel like the next number, well, it's never going to get any easier for our generation.
Yes.
But it's, you know, it's going to start hurting a lot more. Because it's going to be all of these people.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to always joke, like, anytime there was, like, two celebrity deaths, I'd be like, can we get a wellness check on Patrick Stewart and Sirian McKellen? Just to be sure they're both okay.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, also, we probably need to add, like, Michael Caine and Dolly Parton and, like just a number of folks. Because it's just...
I mean, Willie's on hospice care at this point.
Who?
Willie Nelson.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yep, he's on hospice care, so he's on the way.
Now I'm mad I didn't go see him last year.
So, no, you're right. A lot of these, you know, name. And obviously, we didn't know about this brewery growing up, but this is definitely one of those very influential breweries that, it, you know, it sucks.
It really does. It really does. And again, we're going to see more of this as the years go by. A lot of the people who were the leaders of the craft beer movement, you know, they are now, you know, in their late 60s, 70s, 80 year old. Like, it's not, we can't be surprised when this kind of stuff happens. It still sucks, though.
Man, that was back in 2012 that they released that beer that I was talking about. Because there's a little blurb about Jim them re-releasing
the
beer.
That's a pre-craft beer cast, and which is weird because I was telling somebody about that. I had the bottle share yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, like back in 2013 when we started this stupid thing. Boy.
So, this is just one of those things where, like, I have no idea why I remember it specifically, but there was a bottle share at the old Mech, and it was like Mark and... Yep. Daniel and
Eric.
That old crew.
The whole crew, yeah.
Yep. And I was like, ooh, check this out. This is neat. And it was that beer. And everybody's awesome. Like, oh, that's kind of cool. And I'm like, yeah.
I like it. I'll allow it.
All right. Last but not least, we have some winners from the U.S. Beer Open.
Okay. So I'll plead a little ignorance here. I know GABF. I'm somewhat familiar with the World Beer Cup.
Yes.
Where has the U.S. Open been a thing?
It has for a while.
Okay.
Yeah, we typically talk about it every year. It just doesn't feel like it, but we do.
Okay. Maybe they're all blending in together.
I mean, they kind of do, right? Because GABF is yearly, World Beer Cups every 4 years, and then you've got this that is somewhere not part of GABF, but its own thing, and it's a weird thing, but. So a couple of local places won some stuff.
Yeah.
Kind of surprisingly, I guess, to me, because I don't, some of the beers that won, I don't see them fit in those styles, but you know, that's me.
I will say this as professionally as I can. Sometimes you look at a winner's list and you wonder, did everybody else take this one off? You know, no disrespect to the actual winners. But I mean, like, you know, so Toppling Goliath is in here a number of times. You know, we've got, I saw Revision pop in once or twice. Primal.
No lie.
You know, Primal from, what is that, Huntersville, I think?
I think so, or yeah.
Mooresville. Won a gold medal for their Session IPA.
Did you know this was still a fucking style? I'm highlighting Brewed IPA
Brewed
for those.
Brewed IPA. It doesn't surprise me.
I cannot believe that is still a style.
Yeah. It's kind of wild. Planet Pulp from Triple C. Pretty excited for that one. I mean,
one gold for a hazy.
This is where I'm talking out of the other side of my mouth, and I'm like, no, that's that. Like, that totally makes sense that they would win gold medal for that. It's good beer.
It is. Had one when I went last time.
Nice. And then a little slurp from Noda for experimental IPA got gold medal. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pilot won a couple of different things. And I saw Sugar Creek won for a couple different Belgians. It's just, you know.
Yeah, I mean, North Carolina won some medals, some gold, some silvers, a couple of bronzes in there.
I mean, overall, pretty good showing for North Carolina, I'd say.
Yeah. And Charlotte in particular, I mean, you know, we had a bunch of local spots win stuff, which is always good, right?
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Hopefully it gives, you know, they I'm sure they're advertising that on their socials, and maybe it'll get them some more foot traffic in the, you know, in the brew house, in the tap room, and it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have any other thoughts over this? Are you ready for break?
Nah, I mean, I'm you know, nobody loves to hear us talk about, you know, winners and losers of a beer thing when you can't read what's on the screen, so...
Yes, that is true, indeed. The article will be posted in the show notes, of course, craftbeercast.com, if you want to go look at these yourself if you haven't looked at them yet. You probably have if you're listening to the show, to be honest, but hey, whatever. Anyways, we're going to go take a break. We'll be back in 30. It's time for Buy No Buy. I'll explain how it works. It's pretty simple. We've been drinking beer throughout the show. We have a very simple scale. Things are a 1 or a 0. We buy it or we don't. If you ever want to, you know, trade beer or anything like that, hit us up. Contact at craftbeercast.com. It's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us. Jeff, what is our first beer up?
First beer up. Thanks, Scott. He sent a couple beers in for us, Josh.
Yay, Scott.
Yeah.
Other than that one beer you sent. The smoked thing that was atrocious.
No, come on. It wasn't. Ah. At any rate, this is, they were having an event up at his bottle shop. And so Fort George out of Astoria, Oregon, was doing a release party for their latest version of their three-way IPA. This is, oh gosh, I cannot read. I don't have my glasses.
Where's your old man glasses?
Yeah, I broke them last time. Five. So this is about 2 month old.
Okay.
West Coast IPA, is that a 5 or 6? Yeah, it's a 5. It's their three-way IPA, which, they do, you know, it's a collaboration with two other breweries. This one is with Mirage in Sun River.
All right.
And so they've done a couple different versions of this, and like they do one at each place. So he sent me a couple of these. This is the West Coast. And then he sent a can of the hazy version.
Okay.
I did not bring you the hazy version. But it was remarkably good for a hazy.
Wow.
Like a hazy that I actually enjoyed drinking. So this is just, you know, your standard, almost standard West Coast IPA. As I'm stalling, scrolling the can, looking to find what kind of hops it has. I don't know. It's really good. It is clear. I can see through it. It's hoppy as all get out. It's got some dankness to it. I just really enjoy this beer a lot, and I would drink a ton of it. Big shock. Josh?
You like a West Coast? What? No.
It's a thing, man.
No, you're right. This is really good. It's very crisp. It's very clear. It's dank as all get out. I'm not going to say pleasantly surprised, right? Because I know this brewery. I know what they can do.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, of course I'm going to buy this. This is really, really good. And man, it just makes me really want to do a trip up to that part of the country someday. Like, I feel like I'm missing out.
You know, it's like everything else. It's FOMO, and then you get up there, and then you get overwhelmed because there's too much stuff to get, and then you got to figure out how to get it all back. But,
yeah,
you know, when you're there and you're going to breweries and trying stuff, like, it is a lot of fun. But that would mean you going to a lot of breweries, so...
Which I can do if, like... So when I was in Richmond, I handled myself fairly well. You know, we went brewery hopping that one day where we probably hit 5 different spots.
Yeah.
And I was fine. Okay. Like, I mean, I was ready to be done with people at like 6 o'clock.
But sure. I mean, anytime you do 5 breweries in a day.
Yeah.
You there, even if you make it to 5, there comes a point where you hit a wall. I mean, I know I tell the story about, you know, my son's 21st and we went to Salute and then we went to Divine and then we went to Heist and then we went to Hopfly and that's when everybody hit the wall.
Yeah.
Like simultaneously, like you could just see it on everybody's faces. They're like, we're not having fun anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool, we're done. Yep. Let's go home because I'm tired.
Yeah. I'm old and tired. Next beer up.
Next beer up. Thank you, Mr. Wells. I don't know if this came from his prior employment time.
It did.
At Hardywood. But this is Hardywood's Bourbon Barrel Crew, an Abbey style quadruple ale aged in bourbon barrels. I love seeing a Belgian quad that's running at 12%. I love a barrel aged Belgian quad. I mean, it's really delicious. This is really delicious. I honestly, like, I'm sitting here trying to think of something that I don't like about it. I'd say the only thing I don't like about it is I don't have more of it. It's just, it's very, very good. It's a big buy for me. Josh?
Well, and this, you know, will bring up kind of an interesting side jag that we're having off mic. I don't think I was as hardcore about Belgian beers as you were, but I know when we first met, you were like deep into that world of Belgian beer.
Yeah, that's what I grew up on. That's what I, you know, when I got into, you know, non-macro beer, it, you know, was through a friend who brewed Belgians, and okay. So that was just like, that was my frame of reference for everything. I mean, it wasn't until I moved here that I had my first IPA, you know. So like, I had been into craft beer, if you will, for a number of years, and then moved here and I'm like, oh,
there's other styles than Belgian.
I found an IPA that I actually like because I never did like them, and then I finally found, and oddly enough, you know, it was the Hopsecutioner from Terrapin. It was my gateway hoppy beer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So with that being said, like, I know you're not chasing Belgians anymore, but if you were to see one from a brewery you trusted, would you even gravitate towards it these days, or not really?
It's one of those things where if I'm at their tap room and they have it, I'm getting it on a flight. Absolutely, positively, no questions asked.
Okay.
I don't drink Belgians enough to justify buying a 4-pack of it.
Okay.
This Bourbon Crew is absolutely fantastic. I wouldn't mind having like 1 or 2 more cans of it. So like a 4-pack wouldn't be the end of the world. I don't know that I would have blindly bought a 4-pack.
Oh, okay. Because that's really where I was going to ask is like, if you were to just see this at the Buzz sitting there, would you even give it a second glance, or would you just be like, eh?
Yeah, it's tough because it's a heavier beer. It's just a different style.
Yeah, it is. They're crushing your truck.
Well, I'm just like, I don't know. There's a
bulldozer
out in front of Josh's house. And he had, you know, like a couple of cones to, I guess, mark off his spot. And so I backed right up to it. So I was, you know, not in his way, but.
Yeah. I have to tell you a funny story about, I don't know if it was this one. I think it was another one that was driving down the road. And it's literally like coming down the road and I can hear it.
Yeah.
And at first, it's so far off, it sounded like a ringtone. Like somebody might have left their phone in the bathroom. Like I thought my wife. And then it starts to get closer and closer to the house. And mind you, this is 7 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like barely awake.
Right.
Hardly functioning. And it sounds like circus music. And in my head I go, are the clowns coming to kill me? The clowns are coming to kill me. Because then I open the door, and the lead truck, because, you know, there's a lead and there's a follower. The lead truck's got all its windows down and is driving really slow. And I'm like, oh, my God, the clowns are about to come out of here, and they're going to kill me. And then around the corner, I see the bulldozer, and I'm like, oh, okay.
So drugs are a hell of a drug.
So is no sleep.
Yeah, that'll do it to you, too.
All right, so anyways, back to this beer.
Yeah, yes.
This is absolutely fantastic. I absolutely love it.
Yep.
Thank you, Mr. Wells, for passing this one on. This is, not again, not a beer style I'm typically looking at, no. But, you know.
I think I also got burned enough times by breweries that claim to have a Belgian quad, and it just wasn't any good.
Yeah.
And you just kind of get gun-shy for all of that. It's like, you know.
I don't know, absolutely.
What was... You go to a brewery, let's say they have every style, I shouldn't say every style, but the majority of styles out there, is there a style that scares you when you see it on the board and you're like, there's no way I'm going to try that beer?
Yeah, 100%. Farmhouse.
They're exactly, right? Because that's, we're having this conversation at the bottle share. I'm like, for me, anybody that's like, oh yeah, we have a Saison, I'm like, all right, well, what? Because it could be anything.
Yep. And I don't trust it 90% of the time because I know it's not going to be good.
Yeah, you know, if you're making one that's too style and it's like Saison DuPont, mm-hmm. I'm in.
Yeah.
I love Saison DuPont.
But you know it's not. But that's
I know it's
thing.
Not going to be Saison DuPont.
Yeah, that's the thing. So, yeah, no, that one, and just to be real, 100% honest with you.
Thanks for not lying.
Hazies. If it's not a place that I know can do hazies, if I see they have a hazy, that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I know you're going to fuck this up.
Because everybody was making them.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they're any good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, let's pretend I'd never known the Veil and I'd never heard of the Veil and I went to the Veil and I saw all these hazies.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I hope one of these is good.
Right. But even... I mean, even knowing that the Veil does good hazies, you walk into the Veil and there's so many hazies, like...
Oh, yeah, no, it's overwhelming.
I don't even know how you would begin. You're looking at the menu and there's 10 hazies. Good luck.
Yeah.
Hope you like one of them.
Yeah, I mean, here's the good thing about it is they kind of, like, categorize them into, like, here's your really strong hazies, here's your kind of, like, medium hazies, here's your weak hazies, and, you know, ABV-wise.
Here's our double IPA hazy. It's 7.8%. And I'm like, that's not a double IPA, brother. Go pound sand. That's a regular IPA.
Yeah, that's true. Man, we have really screwed up with those definitions at this point. A triple R anymore? Yeah.
Or
mean
what
nothing.
An IPA is for that matter. Yeah. I mean, like, it's just, you know, people will slap that stuff on there because it'll sell it. The double IPA will sell better than a regular IPA in most cases, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But that doesn't, you know, like, in the advent of today's environment where you have the digital board up on the wall and, you know, you can see the up-to-date curated untapped list or whatever that they've got on tap. It's a lot easier to go through and see, you know, like, okay, so that's a double IPA, but it's only, you know, 7.2%. I'm not spending double IPA prices on a beer that's that. Like I don't want to. I'm not going and looking at what's my dollar per ABV so that I can make sure I'm getting my most turnt per dollar. But also, you know. Other half's not as bad, but they can be. And Trillium's pretty bad about it.
Oh yeah.
And they'll say double IPA and it's 7%. And I'm like, I have a cold IPA at home that's 7.2.
Yeah.
And it's a hell of a cheaper than your stuff.
Yeah. Ah, that's true. It's time for I'd tap that. It's pretty simple. Out of the two beers that we had on the show, what would we put on our real or supposed kegerator? So, Jeff, where are you going to go?
Yeah, no shock here. West Coast all day, baby. Especially something like this one that drinks so clean and clear. That Belgian quads are great, but they also can be they're heavy because they have candy sugar and everything in it. Like, and it's 12%. Like, it's going to get to you at some point. But it's an excellent, excellent beer. No slouch at all. I just would prefer to have that three-way IPA personally. So that's for me. Josh, what are you thinking?
I mean, I'm there with you. That Hardywood is no slouch. This is definitely one of those styles that, you know, like we both discussed, we don't... we don't try to ignore it on purpose, yeah. but it's just not something that I'm seeking out like I used to. Yep. And, you know, part of it, too, is I'm sitting there running through my head of what's at CM, and I know that there's not...
Nobody's carrying Belgians like they used to because
right.
people aren't buying Belgians like they yeah. used to.
I mean, I'd have to go to Total Wine to even probably see half of this shit anymore.
True, true. Too true.
And I have not been to Total Wine in years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so we're at the end of the show. Where are we
Come check us out on the interwebs, craftbeercast.com. Support us, patreon.com/craftbeercast. Reddit.com/r/craftbeercast. Facebook, if you have to. Really, contact@craftbeercast.com via email is the way to get a hold of us. Appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Josh, anything for you?
No. Rate and review us on your podcatcher of choice. Tell a friend, tell somebody. And other than that, we'll talk to you all next Thursday.